This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rolling to the right, intercepted, picked off by Buffalo, back up the sideline. Tre'Davious White, the rookie, still on his feet. To the 10. And that'll seal it for Buffalo.
Tre'Davious White, he had 18 picks in a Bills uniform before moving on last year. Went to the Rams, eventually the Ravens. Coming off the ACL injury that occurred on Thanksgiving night in New Orleans a few years ago, and then of course a year later after the recovery, he comes back and tears his Achilles against the Miami Dolphins. That was a tough scene to be right there on the sidelines and see that, and of course a fan favorite for many years, not only on the football field, but of course the Tre'Davious White Goalie Academy, right? We all remember the Goalie Academy. I don't know if he did the Goalie Academy in Baltimore. I don't think there was any of a NHL team, but Jeremy Kahn can answer that maybe for us. He joins me right now on the Western Hotline. 105.7, our Odyssey sister station, the Big Bad Morning Show. Good morning to you, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Sal? How are you?
I'm well. Do you are you a night owl? You texted me overnight to respond to my text. You don't have to get into details here. I get it. Are you a night owl? Is that what it is?
No, it's the exact opposite. So when you texted me, it was like 7:30 last night, I think. And
yeah,
I put my phone up early, especially when I'm watching baseball games, because my TV feed is like 30 seconds behind everybody else. So if I'm on social media, or if I'm am watching the game and all of a sudden it's like, man, it's a big at bat. And then all of a sudden you get the home run call and you're like, oh, man. So it feels anticlimactic when you're watching the game. So I put my phone up. I texted you when I got up this morning at like 4 o'clock. I'm going, I'm sorry this is early, but I just wanted to let you know I'm available if you need me. But my apologies.
I love it. Man. Do you normally get up at 4 a.m.? Is that because, oh, yeah, you have to. You do the morning show, right?
Yeah. Every Monday to Friday, yeah. And it's fun on the weekends, too, because then you're waking up randomly at 4 a.m. getting ready for work and not realizing
it. I totally get how that is. No worries at all, brother. I appreciate you coming on today and always appreciate your time. All right. Tre'Davious White, the Bills, you know, re-sign a fan favorite back in Buffalo. I think there's a lot of debate going on what he actually was last year. We know it didn't work out with the Rams. Then he goes to Baltimore. What did you see from Tre'Davious White, Jeremy, once he got to Baltimore and then through his short tenure there?
I mean, he played a decent amount here, I think, in kind of situations in that rotation they were using in their secondary. Nothing stood out to say, hey, this guy's done. But there also wasn't anything that really stood out to say, hey, that they really want to bring him back. I think the Buffalo thing's a perfect fit for him, someplace he's comfortable. Because as you pointed out, I mean, this is a guy that was up for Defensive Player of the Year not that long ago. And some of the injuries and, I guess, you know, Father Time, of course, he hasn't looked the same. But I think he's a nice depth piece. I think if you're relying on him to be that guy opposing the number ones on the other team, then you're going to be upset about that.
The Ravens last year, you know, just refresh my memory, what they normally ran scheme-wise. So mostly zone, mostly man. I think in that game against the Bills, they kind of switched it up a little bit, and that's why the Bills, they were getting in their face. They were a little bit more man. But did they play a little bit more of the other last year as it went on?
So, I mean, they do both, and they really do mix it up. Since Mike McDonald was here, the head coach in Seattle, he developed this scheme that Zach Orr kept and started running. That's why when you look at their pass rushers, when they won the Triple Crown on defense, that's the year that they lost in the playoffs to, was that the Titans or it was Friday Chiefs? Doesn't matter. A couple of years ago, they had the best team in football, 2 years ago, and in my opinion, and they had the Triple Crown on defense, but there were no marquee pass rushers. It was the scheme. That's the year that Geno Stone, yeah, I don't know if anybody knows that name, he got a big contract from the Bengals. He had all these interceptions, and he'd never had that before. I mean, contract year, and it kind of took off. So they mix it up, and then having a player like Kyle Hamilton on that side of the ball, it allows mm-hmm. them to do so much because they can use him as a pass rusher, as a linebacker, but they definitely mix it up. So it's really hard to say. The Ravens don't have a base defense, basically, because depending on the opponent, you'll see them do a bunch of different things.
I'm looking at Trey White's snap counts from last year. He didn't start any games, but he generally played about 30-35% of the snaps. There were some lower, a little bit, some a little bit higher. What was his role? Like, when would he come in? Was there any specific rhyme or reason or personnel?
No, I think it's more or less of who they're playing and what their personnel is. Like, he wasn't, okay. Again, he wasn't starting, as you pointed out, but he was a guy that got his snaps. So they definitely used a lot of defensive backs if you want to talk about running nickel or dime, you'd see them do that on occasion. But there are certain teams that if they saw something in their makeup, they would totally change up what they do on defense as far as the scheme against them. I mean, they're a traditional 3-4 team, but they do a lot of other different things to try to confuse the quarterback.
Jeremy Kahn joining me here on the West Hur Hotline. The Ravens and Bills will play once again this year. That game will be in Buffalo. I'm expecting a primetime or a very, very least a 4:25 p.m. game. We did our annual podcast with the schedule maker, Mike North, that you might have seen. And, you know, basically he kind of said all those games at home for the Bills this year, lots of them Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens, and Eagles, very little chance, I think, anything's at 1 o'clock. So I think you're lining up another big Bills-Ravens matchup, this time in Buffalo in the regular season, Jeremy.
Do you like playing the better teams at home and the easier ones on the road because most teams are better at home? It's funny because, like, you look at it, and as you're saying, like, Kansas City, Baltimore, I guess we got to put a couple other teams up top in the AFC as well that are going to be good next year. But schedule-wise, these should be marquee games. We all know who the quarterbacks everybody wants to see. And anytime Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson, I don't care which two of them meet up, it should be the marquee game for the week.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yeah, I think you'd rather generally have your harder games at home. And, you know, the road schedule is definitely a little bit different for the Bills. That home schedule is pretty tough for them, as it is for, you know, obviously teams who finish where the Ravens or where the Chiefs or where the Bills have. That being said, what have the Ravens done this offseason so far, and what are they looking at as we head into next week's draft?
I mean, does nothing count as anything? They brought in D-Hop, and they brought in some cornerback depth. Now I'm blanking on the kid from Tennessee that they signed, but Awuzie, like they have some talent on the backside. I think realistically when they go into the draft next week, this is a team that doesn't necessarily have a must or a need. Like, I think pass rush is imperative for them. But if you're looking at them, they really didn't have to do much in the offseason. They had to really work some stuff in-house. And we still wonder, is Mark Andrews going to be on the team after the draft? The Ravens have never traded a player during the draft. As they pointed out this week, they did trade Hollywood Brown, but they said that trade was done on Monday and they just didn't tell anybody when he went to Arizona. So the big pickup for them, I guess you could say, in the offseason was DeAndre Hopkins, if you think it's a big pickup. But again, they're asking him to be their third wide receiver. So to me, it's more about depth there than anything.
Obviously, we saw what, you know, Mark Andrews went through on the field and off the field last year here in Buffalo. And now there's a lot of talk about, you know, where his future lies in Baltimore. What are you hearing about Mark Andrews and where does this thing go?
So again, like, this is something where we 100%, I mean, we have two big things in Baltimore that you got to figure out is what's happening with Justin Tucker. And what are you doing with Mark Andrews? And then they'd like to get Lamar to an extension, get Derrick Henry possibly to an extension after seeing Saquon Barkley get his, just to make sure that they can allocate some of the money for what they believe is a pretty good window right now to try to win. The sad part is, like, I hate the fact that Mark Andrews has to go out in his final game being a fumble and the easiest two-point conversion to catch in the history of two-point conversions, and he drops it, because that's not who he is. I mean, he's still an upper echelon tight end. The issue for the Ravens is that they have all three of their tight ends come up next year, and you have a young stud like Isaiah Likely. That's the guy you want to pay and the guy you want to make your tight end one, right, eventually. And then Charlie Kohler's their blocking tight end. He's up. So this isn't something the Ravens typically run into, where the front office is so good at making sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and playing chess in this league where they're thinking three moves ahead of everyone else. But it is kind of odd to see all of your tight ends come up at once, especially two of them being, you know, what I would deem to be premier tight ends.
So you open the door to Justin Tucker. I'm curious where that lies right now. Obviously, the allegations are out there. What is happening with that, and how does this ultimately play out, do you think?
So I actually know a handful of people that were – actually, I'm up three girls that were involved with this. And, again, like I have to be careful of what I say, but I believe every one of them. They've all told me the stories. They don't know each other, and their stories all add up and sound exactly the same. I don't know that anything comes of it because of the length of time that it's been gone, and it's affecting Ravens fans. And it's you look at it because Justin Tucker's been the greatest kicker in the history of the league, like bar none. He's been amazing off the field here locally. But when you look at that, you just can't overlook it. And I think the Ravens know what they need to do. I don't know if they're waiting on the league to kind of say something or do something, but we're coming up on June 1st with the cuts that were supposed to happen. And he has to be one of them. I can't see him on this roster. And I do believe his failures last year, the missed kicks and just having that tough season. I had heard this stuff was going on in the middle of the season, but couldn't run with it until it officially became a story. So I think that's what was affecting him as well. I still think he's a good kicker, if that matters to you. I just kind of question the person he is now.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeremy Kahn, 105.7, the Big Bad Morning Show in Baltimore, Odyssey sister station. I always, and I we've had this conversation every year. We had this conversation, I think, before the playoff game as it relates to John Harbaugh, and I related to Sean McDermott. The difference, obviously, is Harbaugh has a Super Bowl championship, a Lombardi. But I feel like the fan base is kind of in the same spot in both cities with these head coaches, which is, hey, I mean, you have these MVP quarterbacks. You've had all these years. How come you can't get over the hump? Let's maybe get to somebody who can. Is that what's happening there?
I mean, there are still people here that do the old, if you fire Harbaugh, who are you going to get that's better than him? And I keep saying the same thing. before Harbaugh got here. And, oh, by the way, Harbaugh wasn't getting the job if Jason Garrett accepted it. Then his wife watched The Wire and said, I ain't moving there. So they didn't go, you know, we didn't end up with Garrett. We ended up with Harbaugh, which is a great thing. But you got to honestly look back at the Super Bowl he won. That was the worst Ravens team that they had that ever made a run like that in the history. I mean, that team, they had a thing called flaccoing. He threw a pick six against Denver, and Flacco was laying down with his hands on the ground and his face in the dirt as he dove for a player running down the sideline. And we're going, oh, my God, this team sucks. And then they just got hot. I mean, Flacco had the same run as Joe Montana with 11 picks or 11 touchdowns and zero picks. So, yeah, I mean, I keep talking about it because I do think Harbaugh's a good coach, but is he a good coach that's got them as far as they can go? Or am I not being fair to him that he's a much better coach? Because I do think he's a great leader of men. The thing I question about Harbaugh is X's and O's personally. And, you know, that's for me being a guy that's been doing sports talk radio for 25 years. I think X's and O's is the most important thing when it comes down to kind of getting your team ready. And we've questioned the playoffs over and over again. Like, why did you run the football six times with your running backs when you had the best running game in football? You know, like things like that where you're going, I don't understand why this happened. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's eerily similar except for the fact that Harbaugh has won Super Bowl. But even that year was kind of a fluky, if you ask me.
Is that true about Jason Garrett's wife? She watched The Wire and said, I don't want to go to Baltimore?
That's what the rumor was. And again, if you buy into this stuff, but if you look it up, you'll see stories online saying that she was afraid to move to Baltimore.
I have to tell you, my wife and I love The Wire. It's one of our favorite all-time shows. It is absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm sure, you know, obviously there's a lot there, and it's pretty heavy, right? And you go back and watch now even, you see, like, it was really heavy. Michael B. Jordan, by the way, I mean, he was this skinny kid who was acting in The Wire, you know, back in the day right there. But I'm sure people in Baltimore, how do people in Baltimore feel about The Wire and everything that brought with it?
Oh, they love it. I mean, my co-host is on The Wire, so...
Wow.
Norris, who's one of my co-hosts, he's the bald white cop that, I mean, if you watch it, you'll see him. But they loosely, he was a former police commissioner here in town, and they loosely based the black commissioner on the show, and forgive me, I forget his name, they loosely based what happened to him was the same thing that happened to Norris here. But, like, he had a lot of input on the show. And the one thing he tells me, and I'll give you two quick stories about it, the Baltimore accent is god-awful. You know, when people are talking like this and they don't know what's going on around here, we're going to go down the ocean. That accent is terrible. And they had the actors trying to do Baltimore accents. And then they did a testing of it. And people were wondering what was going on. They said, why are they talking like that? Like, some people actually thought some of the actors were special needs. Like, it's the accent's that bad. And so they obviously had to switch it up. And then that's why you don't hear any of the guys on the show doing a Baltimore accent. But the thing that Ed loved the most about the show is it kind of finishes how it starts. Like, hey, this war on drugs, no matter how good you get at it, it's always going to be here. So when one of the drug dealers gets knocked off, another one steps up, you know. So it's that constant battle between good and bad, if you will.
Before I let you go, you know I'm a Yankee fan. I know you're a big Orioles guy out there in Baltimore. It just seems like I was all aboard the Orioles 2 years ago. I thought this was going to be the team, and then a bit of a disappointment, you know, going into last year, actually, I should say. But so far, again, 8-10. What's the explanation for what's happening with this Orioles club?
I mean, look, it's easy for somebody like me to say injuries. The right. fan base is really upset that they didn't spend money in the offseason or spend the type of money they wanted them to. I think the contract that Max Fried got was ridiculous, and the Yankees are probably thankful as hell right now that they did sign him. The Orioles offered Corbin Burns $45 million a year over 4 years. He wanted to go to Arizona. They were going to have to overpay for it. We thought Garrett Crochet might come here, and then the Red Sox make the move for it. The Orioles have three huge prospects in Sam Basayo, a catcher that's in the minor leagues, Kobe Mayo, who they sent back to the minor leagues, who's killing it, and they also have Jackson Holliday. Every team that calls them the trade, they asked for one of those three players, and the Orioles are like, no. And I think that's why we finished outside the Garrett Crochet thing. That being said, they're banged up as all hell, man. I mean, Grayson Rodriguez, he might be done for the year. We don't know. He was supposed to have a stint here where he's pitching, and they had to cancel it because he had some soreness in his elbow. And then you look at Zach Eflin, who they traded for at the trade deadline, who has just been a godsend for us. He gets hurt. So now you have this who's who of pitching with a Japanese player. You've got Dean Kramer here, who nobody really, like, he's just kind of a middle of the pack guy. And then you have Charlie Morton and a rookie. So it's like their starting pitching is so wanting right now. they had 10 starters to start the season, and then six of them got hurt. So, and Gunnar Henderson started the season on the injury report. Colton Cowser got hurt, who was up for Rookie of the Year. This is a very deep team, and I think they're fortunate to be 8-10. But if they get healthy, they can be a problem in the American League.
Is it too early to make any definitive judgments on Holiday? I mean, he came up last year. He struggled. He's only 21 years old.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a stud, man. He had a grand slam the other day. It's so funny. Everybody was throwing out all the – because he's hit two grand slams in his first 2 years, and then they're listing all the players he has more grand slams than. Like that means anything. It's just coming up with the bases loaded, I guess. But right. He's a really, really good player. The fan base is getting frustrated with their manager, Brandon Hyde, because – the tinkering with the lineup, he's a big lefty-righty guy, so a lot of the left-handed hitters sit when they face left-handed pitching, and our team looks dreadful in that lineup when they grab a bunch of these bench guys and throw them in. It looks like you've got three outs at the bottom of your lineup, and you're hoping your studs do something up top.
Jeremy, always appreciate your time, brother. I'm sure we'll talk again down the road. We'll catch up soon, but thanks a lot for this. Enjoy the rest of the baseball season. We'll be in touch when it comes to the Yankees and Orioles again, I'm sure, buddy.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, you got it. Jeremy Kahn right there from our Odyssey sister station, 105.7, the Big Bad Morning Show. Yeah, I love talking baseball with some guys around, different markets around the country. The Orioles and Red Sox. We haven't done that in a while with the Red Sox. I haven't had a Boston guest on in a while. You know why? Because the Patriots haven't been that relevant. Now, I do get Evan Lazar on, I should say, just to talk about them, but... you know, then you get into a little bit more of that stuff, which is pretty cool. Blue Jays are off to a nice start, 11-8, by the way. Yankees win last night in Tampa at their own spring training facility. They played at Steinbrenner Field because the Trop got damaged by the hurricane, so the Rays are playing all their home games at the Yankee spring training site, and that's where they played the game last night. Yankees, their starter gets chased in the second inning, and yet they had to go to the bullpen the entire game and wind up winning the game. They're in 12-7 right now, have the tied for the best record in the American League. And with the New York Mets, by the way. Yankees and Mets, both 12-7. We will take a timeout. We're going to hear from some Sabres players in the locker room. I know that Jason Zucker and Alex Tuck have already spoken. Paul Hamilton is down there. We'll take your phone calls as well. 803-0550 and also online on Twitter/X at Sal Sports. Get connected there. Getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. And this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.